Welcome to the fifth and final offering in the International Low Vision Support Group's series of presentations recorded at the Visions 2012 conference in Minneapolis. These presentations are also available in audio from the Foundation Fighting Blindness website at www.blindness.org. We're grateful to the Foundation for making these recordings available to the public. With 30 years of experience as a national speaker, seminar and workshop presenter, author and columnist, Bobby Moore has spoken on a variety of subjects such as crime prevention and personal safety. This session will provide individuals who are blind or visually impaired with ways to develop the confidence and ability to handle themselves in dangerous situations.
I'm Bobby Moore, and I have been a national speaker for over 30 years. And in my speaking, I had a lot of different things that I talked about, but my most favorite is crime prevention and personal safety. Why? Nothing horrible happened to me, but guess what? I got started in it, and everybody was calling and saying, thank you, I saved my own life. Wow, did that make me feel good? So I decided that I really wanted to help as many people as I could. The Florida School for the Deaf and Blind and Florida State College at Jacksonville asked me to do a program. So I put an 11-week program together for seniors who were going out into the world or onto college who literally had, they were either low vision or blind. I had a blast, and I got paid for it. I absolutely loved it. And so when I was asked to do this, it made me so pleased because there are people all over the country who need more information. My thing is choroideremia. My dad, my nephew, my son, my grandson, I'm a carrier. My sister's a carrier and my daughter's a carrier. And so we're out here to do as much as we can to help all of you and to help our own family. So I really appreciate your being here. I know that it means that you want to take care of yourself. I've shared a little about myself quickly, and we don't have much time, but I want to get a lot of information in to you. Can somebody tell me, maybe a couple of people, what you expect to get from this session today? Somebody want to share?
To learn how to be more safe. I go out walking with my guide dog, and it is very scary because, you know, with my hearing loss, I have Usher syndrome, and I wear a bilateral cochlear implant. And I don't always know if there's something going on around me, and so I try to be alert, but it's scary.
Thank you for sharing that. Anybody else?
Hi. Anything that my son can learn when he's out and about on his own and will make me feel more comfortable that he knows how to react.
Like a real mom.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. Thank you. Yes.
I've always been kind of gutsy and going out on my own.
Gutsy, I love it.
And but you know, with loss of vision, I don't have the confidence I used to have. And so I want to be able to go out fearless.
Okay. So what I'm hearing is confidence and being able to be aware, right? Would you all say that that's pretty much? Okay. There are general rules. There are definitely general rules for safety, and they work for everybody. You have some more specific ones, but if you don't have the general ones, it's hard to know what the specific ones are. So when you were talking about people walking by themselves, I'm a scuba diver. I started at 40, and believe me, the thing they teach you is the buddy system. That's what I really believe in for people who are low vision and blind, the buddy system. Now, sometimes that doesn't work. Sometimes you can't do that. But the idea is, don't go out by yourself. Hey, little old ladies, which I am one, you know, we don't go to the movies at night unless we go with somebody else. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
This is all just common sense, believe me. And it's okay to be independent. But please remember, it's better to think smart than to feel independent. I have my little book here that I did this 11-week class, and I will share some things from that, but the most important rule is common sense, and you're going to stick with the obvious. You don't walk alone at night. You just don't. Even sighted people shouldn't be walking alone at night. You have to find a buddy, and that buddy can't just be your dog if you are having a guide dog. You need another person with you, because it's like this. If you have a guide dog, tell me what you look like. Ready to be a what? A victim. Now, the dog may scare somebody, may scare some perpetrator, but it's as simple as that little royal blue tag. Ours is, this is the color we have in the state of Florida, that you hang on your car when you park because you're handicapped. Guess what? It says right on here, important, remove before driving vehicle. Do you know why it says that? So that people don't target you. Can you imagine driving down, now granted, you're maybe going to go with your support person, and you have to make them alert too. You have to make them aware. You know, you're in charge of you. So there you are driving along with this blue thing hanging, and you've got gray hair. What are we? A target. We really are. 99% of you will be exposed to or become a victim of violent crime. This isn't something I made up. So are you aware? You need to be totally aware. Your body language. Okay. If you're walking with your head down and your shoulders are dropped and you're like this, what's happening to somebody who's looking at you? Oh, there's an easy one. I can get that person. And you know what they think when we have gray hair? That we have money. They should know. That's why I don't have gray hair. And don't walk alone, as I said. And are you sympathetic? Are you too sympathetic to strangers? Somebody comes up to you. I know we're friendly. And you know what? I got to tell you guys. I live in Florida. I'm originally from Chicago. We came back, and my daughter and I, last night, we just could not get over how friendly everybody is here. You have to be careful. Somebody comes up to you and says, can you tell me what time it is? You don't even look at your watch. Anybody remembers the old American Express commercial? But I only turned around for 1 second. And that's all it takes. If somebody asks you what time it is, have this programmed in your head. I'm sorry, my battery isn't working. And keep moving. Never look down at your watch. Have it in your head. Plan ahead that this is what you're going to do. Doesn't mean you're antisocial. You can say it with a smile. But what are you going to do? Keep moving. Does this make sense? Absolutely. Now, the other thing is, and I'm a big believer of, and I've used it twice in my life in this safety career that I am in, and that's pepper spray. And I will tell you, it is the only thing that is legal. It is legal in all 50 states. It works immediately. In a second, it literally stings somebody's eyes so badly they can't see. And if they had a gun, guess what they do? They drop it because they want to rub their eyes. And it lasts 20 to 45 minutes, sometimes an hour. And where are they? They're down on the ground screaming. I had three teenagers once. And the one kid's yelling, I'm having a heart attack. And somebody said, well, why don't you go over and spray them some more? I said, the idea is when you spray them, you do what? Keep moving. Get out of the way. Absolutely. And but the stuff really does work. No permanent damage. It won't do anything to your eyes. It won't do anything to your lungs. All it will do is give you time to call the cops. How many of you have cell phones? Do you have it pre-programmed so that if you push one number, it goes to 911 immediately? You need to do that. And if you don't know how, have somebody do it for you. And you dial 911 immediately. I don't know about you, but I've been in a few nerve-wracking circumstances. I don't know whether I could do 911, but I sure could push one button. When you are out and about, and I know you want to maintain your independence, you really need to not only think about if you're traveling by yourself or with your buddy, you need to think about how you're going, where you're going. If you're driving with another person, you know, you're riding, I should say, with another person, you need to make sure that they're following the rules. Don't get in a car where somebody's not wearing a seatbelt. And if you can't see, what are you going to do? Ask them. And don't be afraid to do that. It is so very, very important to have a seatbelt on. I'm alive today. 30-some-odd years ago, my face was smashed and my back was crushed because some drunk decided to drive in front of me. And it was my seatbelt that saved my life. granted, we didn't have the harnesses back then, but, you know, that was the dark ages. And so, anyhow, another thing, too, is, all right, guys, where's your wallet? Front pocket or back? 30 years ago, the FBI said, men carry your money, your credit cards, your whatever, in your front pocket, because they can pick your pockets so easily. And even, I mean, I literally saw something once where a guy had a knife, just a little pocket knife, and he went and took the pocket right off of somebody's jeans. Now, I don't know about you, but I mean, I may be fat back here, but I still bleed. And it's the idea, you want to make it more difficult, so put it in your front pocket. A lot of people will go to foreign countries to travel. And when they do, take Italy, for example. They go around in those little Vespas. They come up behind you, and they bump you, and they grab out of your back pocket. They can't get it out of your side pocket. Does that make sense? All right, now, think about this. When it comes to all this stuff, it's a matter of whatever is the most important to you would be driver's license, or in your case, an ID of some kind, your medical cards, credit cards, whatever you cannot afford to lose needs to be on your body. Now, not in a jacket that can be ripped off or a vest. It belongs on your body. So guess what? I used to be a jewelry and women's accessory designer. I had 50 handbags. I have one now, and I have for 11 years. I wear this. It's a pouch from American Tourister, and it's for when you travel, like to Europe or somewhere. And they make these little things, and they go around your neck, and they hang under your clothes. I know I don't wear dresses, so it stays right into my belt. But this is what I wear, okay? I have my credit cards. I even have money. And I have an extra key to my house, and an extra key to my car. Everything I need is right here. And yeah, if somebody sees my stomach, well, excuse me, how many stomachs do we have to watch these days with all these kids with their short clothes and things like that? You know, this is an old lady's stomach. Anyhow, it goes right in here. Anything you cannot afford to lose needs to be in your pocket. Don't carry a purse. Now, I'm not telling you you have to get rid of them. And especially if you need some, carry a tote. But don't put the good stuff that you can't afford to lose in that tote. It belongs in your body. I have all kinds of things, from things that were with your passport, little things like this. If you've seen that Aluma wallet, that little metal one that they have out that floats and everything, as long as you can put it somewhere that makes sense and somebody can't get it off your body, you just put them under your clothes. I don't believe in fanny packs. Why? Because they come up with knives and scissors, and they cut them and they run. But whatever floats your boat, all of this stuff is just to make you aware that you can't just go running out. You have to plan ahead. How many of you really plan when you go to the grocery store in a hurry? What do? You jump in the car, or you get on a bike, or you walk, whatever it is, and you just go running out. Or think about it. You go shopping. And the women will relate to this. When you find a bargain, what happens to you? You lose your mind. You're euphoric. So when you walk outside, are you paying attention to what's going on? I'm already seeing heads go like this. No, we're not paying attention. You know, a sale is a sale. It's wonderful. It's the things that if you plan ahead and you think about these things, you don't walk out of a place without having keys ready if you drive. Now, you don't take a key. I know they used to say to take a key and literally, I can knock somebody's eyes out. I can poke them out. None of you are going to get that close. And if you do, I wouldn't be working with a key. If I were smart, I'd have my pepper spray. But other than that, you know the strongest part of your body? Your elbows. And you literally want to get somebody with an elbow. I have a mannequin that I use for shows in Florida, where I live. And his name is Sam. And he's 6 feet tall. And he's padded. He's not like the Michelin man. He's like a real guy. And I took him to my low vision and blind classes, and they love it because they could, you know, really jab at him and poke him. And, of course, you know the spot that you really are going to do that to a gentleman who isn't really a gentleman. So my point is simply this. If you know how to do these things, it makes a difference. Think about this. Some people say, well, I want a self-defense class. I want martial arts. You'd have to practice it every day to remember what you're going to do. What I'm sharing with you today, you'll probably take 10% home with you. The average is 7%. I figure I'm a little more animated, so maybe 10%. But the day will come when you have to do something where you will remember what Bobby Moore said. And it's up there in our little computers that we have in our brains. And it really makes a huge difference to know that you have some easy background. Now think about this. If someone came at you, what I have in my hand is a whistle. And they said, oh, blow a whistle if you need help. Excuse me? You know, clowns in circuses blow whistles, things like that. This is not going to work any more than one of those little sirens work, because car sirens are going off all the time, right? Okay, so this is something that you're all going to do. Now, you take and you use your body. When you're standing, when you're just standing, you're kind of here. If you take a stance, if you put your feet on the ground like you are cemented to the ground, if someone comes up close to you and you are fearful, the first thing you do is to make a guttural sound. Now, I have to tell you, I never go anywhere without my pepper spray and my car keys. I mean, they're attached, like, to my body. So here I am with my thumb on my pepper spray. But I'm going to do this. Rah! That sound, I'm not going to go, ah! Or blow a whistle or do something like that. The whole point is, what am I going to do with that person? I'm throwing them off guard. They do not expect that. Now, that sound came from down here. Didn't come from up here. Came all the way from down here. My point is simply this. Take and use your own body that way. Just make yourself roar. And when you make yourself roar, you're going to scare the heck out of them. What I'm saying to you is, if you have this confidence, if you have an awareness of what can be going on around you, it is so very, very important. Is there anybody here who has something that they're really fearful of when you're out and about? Anybody have a question? Anybody tell me something?
I don't live in a particularly unsafe neighborhood, but we, you know, there's interesting individuals, and they just seem like any other college kid. And I had a situation once where a guy tried to follow me into my house, and I'm too nice. And he was saying that he needed help and he needed me to call the police. I mean, I wasn't going to let him in, but then I realized he was following me, and I could have been very bad.
Thank you for sharing that. Now, the first thing she should have done was not go home. You go past. And if we're driving, let's face it, we can drive to a police station. But for those of you who are not driving, you're walking. Don't go where you're going to get yourself in a bad position. Excuse me. You need to be somewhere also that's well lit and where there are people. And you never stop. Now, the best thing Ashley could have done was never talk to the guy. Now, granted, it's, you know, a college area. She's in Tallahassee. But what happens is those people look so much like the rest of us. There's no look that a perpetrator has. They don't have, you know, weird beady eyes and, you know, all of that. It can be anyone. And usually when bad things happen, they happen by people who look just like you and me. So, number one, she shouldn't have talked to him. Number two, what could she have done, though? She could have kept walking and say, hey, you know, I wish I could help you, but I can't. And to keep moving. She's very lucky. Do you not agree? She's very, very lucky. At home, don't have bushes in front of your windows that are real high. They hide right behind those bushes and get into those windows. It's absolutely amazing. And you have to have lights on. Whether you can see them or not doesn't make any difference. Lights are the most important thing. You need lights at your front door and at your back door. And you can go to Walmart, Lowe's, Home Depot, any of those places, and get the sensored lights that go on at night and go off in the morning. It will cost you no more than about a dollar, dollar and a half all month to have that happen, especially if you use the new lights. But lights should always be on. And if you do it with a timer, people know. It's not like, oh, we turn our lights on when we leave. Or, you know, that's what we used to do a long time ago, but we don't do that anymore. Also, in your home, this little thing is the greatest thing of all. It's a little white square jobby that plugs into the wall, and you plug your lamp into it. It's a timer, and the timer, you set it for when it goes on in green, when it goes off in red, and you get to do it twice. Now, I wouldn't suggest you put one in your bedroom, but you could put one in a bathroom or the living room or the kitchen. I have two of these in my home, so my lights are going off four times, off and on at night. It looks like there's what? Activity. So you want it to look like, oh, you know, there's somebody there. They're busy. They're still up. You know, they don't sleep well. I don't care what it is. But you create that activity. And when you do go away, you don't keep your mail coming. So you go to the mailbox, the post office. Well, now, how many people know that you're gone? You don't ever do that. You have your next-door neighbor or somebody else pick up your mail. And the best thing you can do is to have somebody park in your driveway. Ask them to move their car occasionally. No newspapers coming, though. But who gets those? The same person who gets the mail. Have I got a pattern here? Do you see where I'm thinking ahead of the criminal? Because I will tell you that no matter how good we get at thinking ahead of the criminal, as soon as we get it all figured out, they do something different. They're really bad. And they want drugs. They want money for drugs, whatever. What happens for us is, again, the preparedness. Have I answered a bunch of questions for you? Do you feel a little more confident? Thank you so much, and I appreciate it.